because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining in on this episode. Welcome once again to another episode of LifePod with C, where we draw inspiration from daily occurrences. I trust that you are about to have yourself a swell time listening to this episode. Now, months leading to my 35th, I knew I had a message, more like a list of life lessons I have picked up over the years, most of which I eventually decided to build my life on going forward. Now, before I jump into it, let's talk about this topic I decided to choose, the epiphany. Why the epiphany? Please permit me to digress at this point. When this topic came to mind, I had a flashback to days in my home church, you know, back in the Anglican Communion, where we had a couple of creeds to chant or recite in the service where the particular one was applicable. Of them all, my favorite was the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. Was something like that. Let me stop there. If I can't disgrace myself, I'm even impressed that I still remember this much. Okay, that's quite the digression. Let's snap back to our topic, the epiphany. The first thing that came to my mind when I thought of this was my days back in Anglican. Epiphany is actually an occasion to celebrate an element in the story of Christ's birth, which can be understood as the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. Great story, right? Well, this episode isn't about any religious denomination, neither is it about Christ's birth or manifestation and all of that. Let me now give you a definition that will offer a clearer perspective to this discussion. Shout out to Merriam-Webster Dictionary online. I got these definitions from them. Now, epiphany is a sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. I'm sure you can tell I'm reading off something. Yeah. So, epiphany is a sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. Another definition, and this is my favorite actually, is someone's sudden insight into or a realization of their situation or an expression of self-awareness. Or we can also say a sudden revelation or realization or insight. Think of it as a eureka moment. You're like, something just dawned on you. Then you begin to put two and three together, trying to make sense of whatever it is you're considering at the time. Now, this is what I hope to share with you listening to me right now. Ready or not, here I come. I have tagged them life lessons, and top of that list is 1, relationships. Relationships are vital in life. Relationships are important in life, and so you need to develop the emotional intelligence to manage and handle your relationships. This episode isn't about relationships, so I won't dwell so long on that. But I have 3 episodes that have dealt extensively with this topic. That is relationships, how to handle them 1 and 2, and then friendship dynamics. However, if I can say anything, I'll say this. You might have all the money in the world, but if you don't have people, your money is as useless as the people you don't have. Yes, I decided to pause so that you would soak it in. Should I take it again? Okay. You might have all the money in the world, but if you don't have people, your money is as useless as the people you don't have. And for God's sake, please, don't be quick to cut people off. Be sure that this relationship has hit a dead end before you decide to cut off. But please, before you cut off, you must be intelligent about handling your relationships. All right? Number 2, read books. I can't even overemphasize this, and this is coming from someone who still isn't a huge fan of reading. But like I mentioned earlier, this is one of those things I have chosen to live my life by. John Maxwell said in his book, the more you read, the more you see the need to read. Interesting stuff. The more you read, the more you see the need to read. What this means is, the more you read, the more you realize that you have been ignorant. When you don't study, when you're not exposed to an area of life, you will not know that you have been ignorant about that area all this while. And clarity will only come when you read, when you study. And so whether it is books on relationships, finance, health, business, whatever it is, you should give yourself to constant studying. Because this is the only way you can better your life intellectually. Additionally, try to own your own books so you can highlight, leave notes, and come back to read it again even. But never leave dents on someone else's book. Don't carry someone else's book, read, leave notes, draw lines, highlight, and all of that. Don't do that. Number three, love. I can already sense that someone is like, all. But I don't think this is that time you want to do all. Just hear me out first. There is so much to love than what you think you know. I was having a conversation about my ex with one of my senior friends, someone I like to refer to as a mentor, even though he has vehemently refused to be seen as such. We had this serious fight, that's my ex and I, and she reported me to him. Then he had me over and we started gisting. Then he asked me a question, one that I thought was quite annoying. Do you love her? I said, yes. Then he asked again, are you sure? You know that are you sure that is very annoying? That are you sure that is very, very annoying? I retorted, yes. Then he asked, do you know 1 Corinthians 13? At this point, I was even more angry, but because of respect, I answered in the affirmative. He asked again, do you still think you love her? Don't worry about how the rest of the conversation went, Sha. But listen to this. Your choice to love someone is a decision you made, knowing that this person might turn out to be really annoying or crazy, but will still get so much love from me. I'll take that again. Your choice to love someone is a decision you made, knowing that this person might turn out to be really crazy or really annoying, but will still get so much love without measure from me. When love moves from what he or she can do for me, when love moves from what my partner can do for me, what my husband can do for me, what my wife can do for me, to what can I do for my husband, or what can I do for my wife, or what can I do for my partner, when love moves to that point, then you will get to love better. It is at this point we can now say that you have arrived at sacrificial love. My pastor, Pastor Larry, once shared this gem in church with us and it blessed me. He said during counseling, he would sit the couples down and he would ask them questions like, what do you think is big enough to tear your relationship or to end this marriage? They will go on and on and on and on and they will mention everything that they want to mention. And then he will say, tell yourself that even this one that is so terrible will not make me leave you. This is what I like to refer to as the law of intentionality. You see now that it has little to do with feelings. I want to also encourage you to pay attention to the content you consume online, because many have based their decisions on parameters set by their faves, their faves, of course, you know what that means, that they forget that no two humans are the same. What works for one person may not work for another. And let me try to paint this scenario and see if it will make sense to you. You know how all those influencers, or should I call them influencers? No, not necessarily influencers, just any. So you have, in fact, on Instagram especially, there are so many couples on Instagram today. And so let's take for instance now, you are online now and you're just checking Instagram and the next thing a husband just wakes up and pecks his wife on the forehead, walks to the kitchen, makes breakfast, there's fresh juice, I'm always forgetting this thing. Maybe it's because I don't really like it. Pancakes, good. There's pancake. there's all of that. He has arranged everything nicely, put together, you know. He puts it on that, you know, all those wooden trays. Really cool, really cute stuff. And then he walks slowly. Of course, you already know the husband is ripped. He has the biceps. His biceps are popping. His six packs are everywhere. His chest is, you know all those things. You are always seeing them. And then, you know, he goes again, pecks the woman again. She wakes up. And then she goes, "Oh, thank you so much, baby. What will I do without you?" And the guy just goes, "Anything for you, baby." He uses that voice. One of, there's this friend of mine who has that voice. You know, we all know that voice. And he knows that he has that voice. "I'm here for you, baby. Anything for you." And the lady just goes, "Oh, thank you so much." And, you know, somebody else sitting on this side of life, not there with them, believes that her husband, the fact that her husband is not doing that, means that her husband doesn't love her enough. And so she begins to put that expectation on her husband, that the best way for you to show me love is by waking me up to breakfast in bed. I don't know if you're getting my point now. So there's nothing wrong with breakfast in bed. There's nothing even wrong with the couple showing those things on social media. All I'm saying, though, is this. Please, don't use that to judge your spouse. Don't say because you've seen a woman online who wakes up every day making fresh juice for her husband every day, then you, on this other side, begin to have expectations and saying, "Oh, my wife should also be making me fresh juice every day." So I just hope that makes sense. I'm not an expert in that area. However, follow seasoned mentors who constantly dish out truths about the topic of love. One I cannot fail to mention is, of course, Pastor Kingsley and his wife, Pastor Mildred, on Instagram and on YouTube. They have lots and lots of materials in this area. Now, this leads me to my next point, mentorship. Mentorship of any kind at all, whether business or whether family and love life, your spirituality and all of that, cannot be downplayed. The concept of mentorship is that you receive guidance from someone who has been down the road you wish to walk to avoid making mistakes, thereby making your journey easier. I don't know if that makes sense. Also, are you a mentor listening to this? Please, I want to take time to say this because it's very important. You are a guide, not a lord. You're not God. You are a guide. You're in that mentee's life to make it easier, not to further complicate issues. I know some mentees can be funny and even unbelievably entitled, but when you find someone who is really ready to pay the price for growth, please help. I'm saying this because the world today lacks sincere mentors. There's this mindset that bugs me. "I suffered, so you must suffer too." That's such a terrible mindset, really terrible mindset. And I just hope that, you know, you guys just turn around and get better or do better. Next point is self-discipline. I have mentioned quite a number. Let me see if I can do a quick recap. I have mentioned relationships. I talked about relationships. I talked about books, reading books. I talked about love. I talked about mentorship. And now self-discipline. I would consider this the most important part of my life's lessons. And I'll interrogate this under four subheadings. Number one, learn to say no. Never give an answer in the affirmative just because you want to please someone. There's true freedom in saying no. Not "let's see how it goes," not let's make with a go first. No. No is no. Because when you say "let's see how it goes," it means that it can be yes, it can be no. Be firm. Put your foot to the ground and stick to your no. Number two, under self-discipline, I've talked about learn to say no. The next one is learn to prioritize. Always do the most important things first. Like, always pay more attention to the most important things. Start every day with a to-do list. Move items not completed from the previous day to the current day. Do not procrastinate. Ah, God, procrastination. That is another topic for another day. Like, don't just, as much as lie within your power, try not to procrastinate. Next point under self-discipline is, as much as possible, avoid complaining. Take up responsibilities and try to be proactive. These are the two ways to avoid complaining. Number one, take up responsibilities. And number two, try to be proactive. And lastly, under this point is consistency. One thing that will help with this is having smaller action steps to achieving your goals. For instance, I have a very poor reading habit, but what I did to help me is ensure I read at least one chapter of any book I am on every day. So every day, for every day, I ensure that I read one chapter of a book that I'm reading in that period. So whatever book it is I'm reading, I ensure that I read one chapter at least in that day. This helps with my consistency and will in turn boost my confidence. What characterizes a truly free man is one who is highly self-disciplined. All right? Lastly, under life lessons, there is a popular saying that if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. So, your standards are valid. Your standards are valid. Choose what you want with your full chest and stick to it. Don't edit your standard or your list because you met a different scenario. In other words, do not settle. Okay? There are times when you need to compromise, oh, but you see those non-negotiables, don't drop them. They are your standards, your identity, what you are known for. I'm going to be stopping right here. I believe this episode has been really, really useful and helpful to you. Till I come your way again with another episode, thanks for joining me on this one. Peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.